USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans have sided with Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives to pass a bill that would boost legal protections for same-sex marriages. Firefighters in France, Portugal, Spain, and the U.K. continued to battle raging wildfires that have forced thousands to flee and caused several deaths. Dan Cox, a Republican endorsed by President Trump, won Tuesday's Republican primary for Maryland governor. It's one of several GOP primaries across the country in which Democrats have put money on. The mentality is they would be easier GOP candidates to defeat.
The progressive Democrats see our candidacy as the only one willing to stand up and articulate the values that everyone loves in Maryland. The progressive values of bigger government, of more lockdowns, of vaccine passports, of jabs for jobs, these are out the window in my administration, and that's why I'm reaching out to everyone, every background, saying, please join us.
USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W-proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack. Over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
As the United States inflation rate is recklessly out of control, we're not alone. The United Kingdom's annual rate of inflation rose to a new four-decade high as well, now sitting at 9.4% across the pond. The CDC has announced a new standard for the cruise ship industry.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has got rid of a program that allowed the public to view COVID-19 levels on cruise ships that sail in the U.S. waters. The CDC announced it had determined, quote, the cruise industry has access to the necessary tools to prevent and mitigate COVID-19 on board, end quote. The move comes as BA5 Omicron subvariants spreads across the United States. The variant is now estimated to make up more than 78% of new cases, according to the CDC. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The San Diego Unified School District Board President is under fire for instructing students who won't wear masks to stay home from regular school. Without any science or evidence being presented, Dr. Sharon Whitehurst Payne is demanding indoor masking for all San Diego Unified School District schools in California, or stay out.
They should just make it known that they don't feel comfortable and at that point just not return.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Now that the push to defund the police and soft-on-crime DAs has had a chance to work its way into society, the criminal element of America has become emboldened. Record crime is being reported across America. One of the worst crime increase locations in America is New York City. New York City Councilman Republican Joe Borelli on Fox News slams the Democrats for letting this happen and to allow crime to flourish.
Look, I certainly had hope for Mayor Adams. Unfortunately, it is the mindset of the entire Democratic Party that is causing this. It starts with bail reform. It goes into sentencing leniency. It goes into early release programs. It goes into criminalization of police actions. It's from the ending of qualified immunity for police officers, lowering police headcount. All of these things have one similar thing in common. They are all part of declared Democratic Party platform items.
The American League won again, defeating the National League 3-2 in last night's Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.